Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A year ago, Representative Seitz made a reference to it as the China virus. That was something that apparently Shamed Dogan, who's now running for county executive here, could not stomach during a debate about CRT. He brought it back up. Listen to Cut 9, please.
When speaking of the point of origin for a pandemic, China is a country, and I appreciate that. The Spanish flu is such, the Spanish flu. We are not denigrating Spanish people. The German measles are the German measles. We're not denigrating the Germans. And for the record, I love dumplings, I love black-eyed peas, and I love cornbread. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, but that's the way people talked 100 years ago. The Spanish flu actually didn't even originate in Spain, you know, and we do know that COVID originated in China. That is a fact, sure. But why would you not just refer to it as the coronavirus? This is what everyone else refers to it as. What's so bad about just referring to it as the coronavirus and not?
So the question here to me was, what did it have to do with CRT? And I invited Representative Brian Seitz to join us this morning from the 156th District. Brian, welcome into the show. Thanks for giving me some time today.
Thank you, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, sir. You were in a hearing on education and critical race theory and all that, and Shamed Dogan chose to bring this up. Why do you think that was?
Right. Basically, this is just another cancel culture attack by those who still want to vilify President Trump. Everyone knows that my use of the term China virus on the floor last year was while I was disagreeing with a fellow Republican about the issue of raising a tax. And I didn't think that because the recent pandemic started in China and it had to do with the Chinese government allowing this thing to escape, that we needed to raise taxes in Missouri as a government to make up for the shortfall because the government closed businesses.
Right.
Representative Dugan decided to bring this up during the committee because I guess he had never read my bill. My bill had nothing to do with the China virus. It was just a cancel culture attack in order to gain notoriety and probably jumpstart a possibly failing campaign.
You know, the interesting thing about it, as I listened to it, was effectively he suggested that you have contributed to xenophobia. Or he even brought up the case of a local news reporter here who claims she was attacked for her Asian heritage. And that somehow by using that phrase, you have contributed to that.
Right. I think the left always uses things like that to progress their agenda. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. Again, I would condemn any and all attacks, whether they be physical, social media, and so forth, on a person because of their ethnicity. And as a matter of fact, House Bill 1669 seeks to stop exactly that. And I think if Representative Dugan would have read the bill, he could have asked some substantive questions, but just an attack, a cancel culture attack, typical of the left.
Yeah, I know you're saying the left. I just have for any, if there's anybody listening in my audience who doesn't know, Shamed Dogan is a Republican state representative from West St. Louis County, which is why the whole interaction caught me by surprise. I don't know why this would be brought up now in the context of what you were talking about. He demanded that you apologize.
Right. He did. And I think there are those that participate in identity politics. And it's quite possible that Representative Dugin identifies as a Republican, and he needs to show himself to be slightly different because of the campaign that he's running for St. Louis County Executive. And I think he was trying to build some sort of base that he obviously doesn't have by throwing a fellow Republican under the bus.
You know, again, we're talking to State Representative Brian Seitz from a District 156. Now, where is your district near Springfield?
We're south of Springfield. We're in God's country of Branson, Missouri, the live entertainment capital of the world, and really enjoy being down here in Branson.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you do. We enjoy visiting down there a lot. I did want to let's talk about what the bill was that you were discussing at the time, which is House Bill 1669, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It basically deals with stopping the concepts of one race or gender being superior or inferior to another. The bill does not mention critical race theory nor the 1619 Project, but it would help stop the teaching of those concepts to our young children. You know, how disingenuous and terrible would it be to teach a child that they are either superior or inferior based on their race or gender? That needs to be stopped, particularly in our public schools right now. And I wish Representative Dugin would have focused on that fact, and we could probably agree, but he needed to make political hay, so he created a straw man.
Well, he made reference to that. He seemed to feel like you couldn't support House Bill 1669 and yet use language like China virus. It was like somehow the two were connected.
Yeah, I think you have to reach back in time for when I said that last year. And again, it was a political stunt. It was something that, of course, I did not see coming. I was very well prepared to speak about the bill and the substance of the bill, but he took it a different direction. Well, and I get it. You know, politics is politics.
You know, I read the description of 1669, and my own perception of it is here in the week that we've celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Day, it's very much along the lines of the teachings of Dr. King, where he didn't want people judged by the color of their skin.
Yes, I quoted Dr. King during my presentation, and I think that it's a very important bill. It's what Missourians are talking about right now, and they have been for the last year. I encouraged the governor to hold a special session last year to actually deal with this problem before the new school year, but he saw fit not to bring it forward. And so I want to attack this through the legislative process.
Brian Seitz, my guest, state representative in District 156 down near Branson. You know, I just had Dan Shaw on here talking about the whole redistricting debate. What's your take on the map that was passed by the House and sent to the Senate?
Right. I would have preferred a 7-1 map. In fact, as a Republican, I would have preferred an 8-0 map. But that's not possible constitutionally. So I have supported the 7-1 maps. I think the current map is a 6-2. And if that's the best we can do, well, we'll work with that and we'll keep the status quo. But I'm really for a 7-1 map because I think Republicans govern better.
Yeah, you know, I saw Caleb Rowden tweeted out that, you know, we need to make sure that rural Missouri is represented. I don't know that tweaking CD2 to make it more red than it is right now damages rural Missouri. Is that your perspective on it?
Yeah, no, I don't think it damages rural Missouri at all. And really, these politics of division, we're dividing by race, we're dividing by gender, we're dividing by Republican, Democrat, and so forth. Can we not see ourselves as Missourians and provide the best representation in Washington, D.C. that we can?
Yeah, it certainly should be the goal for sure. Brian Seitz, listen, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. State Representative Brian Seitz there from District 156. It was pretty amazing interaction here. Maybe we need to get Shemed on here and let him explain why he chose to go down that path. It's pretty baffling to listen to it, in my opinion.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.